This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential podcast. And you know what we are doing today? We are going to kick off a motivational mini-sode. For those of you who are newer to the show, and I know there are a bunch of you, hello. Every once in a while, I like to pop in with a shorter, more direct mini-sode to get you fired up. And I think that today's is really timely because when this airs, it'll be round about mid-October, right as we head into holiday treats are everywhere season. The things that we indulge in are usually the reasons we haven't met our goals. We aren't not reaching our goals because we don't work out enough or because we don't sleep enough, even though those things can certainly help us improve our health. They aren't what I call our big rocks. The big rocks are the indulgences, the food, and the alcohol. And here's the point that I really want to make today. And you might not be really receptive to it at first, but hang with me. That stuff that we indulge in, it's almost never worth it. Tasty? Yes. Worth it? No. I get a lot of emails from people saying, Elizabeth, when you say what you eat at the end of the podcast, is that really what you eat? Because it seems like you rarely indulge. Don't you miss the treats? Now, it's true, and first of all, yes, it's what I eat, and I do rarely indulge. I spent most of my life indulging every single day, basically whenever I felt like it, whether it was a candy bar from the vending machine or Mexican takeout or a pint of ice cream. If I felt a craving, I indulged it because it felt too hard to tell myself no. So the stuff that I used to indulge in, it just doesn't give me the satisfaction, physically or emotionally, that even comes close to comparing to the satisfaction I get from having energy, from being free from the food shame and the food obsession and the dieting obsession and the guilt and the anxiety that was produced by overeating, overindulging, and being obese, right? So while, yeah, there are some things that would be tasty, I understand that they would last for like maybe a minute, and they would take away something that I value even more. Now, it doesn't mean I never indulge. I certainly do. But when I do, you can be damn sure it's going to be worth it. And the fact of the matter is, it's hard to come by something that's really worth it. If I indulge, it's not going to be a candy bar. It's not going to be a grocery store cookie. It's not going to be French fries, because those things to me aren't worth it when I look at how I want to feel about my body physically, but also my energy, my feeling of being proud of myself is so much more valuable to me than a Hostess cupcake or a chocolate bar or some average grocery store ice cream that I've had a million times, and the 767th time I have it, it doesn't taste any better than the 545th. So it's not new, it's not special, it's just not worth it. I want you to think about, like you who's listening right now, you. I want you to think about the things you indulge in. And I want you to think about what you're giving up when you indulge. I don't want you to think about how hard it would be to say no when everybody else is doing it. No, follow my logic for a second. Think about what you are saying no to when you say yes to that treat. When you say yes to the goodies at work, to the late night chocolate, to the ice cream, to the second glass of wine, to the French fries, to the chips, to the crackers. When you say yes to those things, what are you saying no to? What do you give up? What are you keeping yourself from when you say yes to those things? Are you keeping yourself from confidence? Are you saying no to energy? Are you keeping yourself from being proud? Are you keeping yourself from happiness, from the freedom from food obsession? Are you saying no to peace of mind? So whatever it is that you ate, the candy bar, the cookie, the ice cream, the chips, whatever it is, I also want you to think about how long did it last? That indulgence, seriously, how long did it last? 30 seconds? 3 minutes? Was that flavor in your mouth for that 30 seconds or 3 minutes or 5 minutes if you're really savoring it, was it good enough to be worth it? Was it good enough to be worth more than the things you're giving up when you say yes to it? But you're not thinking about that in the moment. What you're thinking is, tomorrow. This one thing doesn't matter. If it's not invisible food, it's real and it matters. The choice is real, and guess what? Real choices have real results. It does make a difference. There is no choice that does not make a difference. Every single choice makes a difference. The question is, does it make a positive difference or does it make a negative difference? And how many times are you saying, oh, this one thing won't matter? Well, that means that it's not a choice that makes a positive difference. So how many of these are you accumulating in a day or a week or a month? It is making a difference whether you want to admit it or not. And it's almost never worth what you're giving up to have it. It's almost never worth it. I can tell you with 100% certainty that I have never regretted a workout. I can tell you with 100% certainty that I have never regretted making a fat loss friendly choice at a restaurant. I have never regretted saying no thank you to an offer for a drink or a dessert. Now, in fairness, there have been times where I've completely savored a dessert or a piece of homemade bread and felt like it was really worth it. But most of the time, almost always, those indulgences that we say, oh, it just won't matter, it doesn't really count, it's just this one thing, they're almost never worth it. And the things that are worth it don't come along all that often. They are not the issue. So why are we sacrificing our goals, and not just our goals, our happiness, our peace of mind, our confidence? Why are we sacrificing these things for 30 seconds or a minute or 3 minutes of something that's just not worth it? Why are we making choices that lead us to unhappiness or regret or frustration, disappointment, guilt, shame, food obsession for things that aren't worth it? The crappy half-stale Mexican chips are not worth it. The candy bar you've had a million times and it's not any better this time. It's not worth your happiness, your joy. It's just that it causes you to get a little bit uncomfortable to say, no, not today. I want more for my life. I only have one and I've wasted enough time. I've been there, so I know it might be a pattern of behavior. It was for me. And I'm not suggesting that a single decision to change is enough. It's not. It will take work. It will take effort. But what's the alternative? You want more. So if you want more, guess what? You need to do more. If you want to be different, you've got to be different. If you want change, you have to change something you're doing. It takes work. Your enthusiasm is not going to get you there. Your determination is not going to get you there. All the facts in your head and the motivation you consume when you read or you listen or whatever, it's not going to get you there. Only effort. Only consistent effort, not effort when it's easy, consistent effort, whether it's easy or not. It's not glamorous. It's not the nobility of announcing on your Facebook page, I'm doing a whole 30. It's being consistent in the hard moments. It's not the magnitude of your enthusiastic pledge to go gluten-free or do a 21-day sugar detox. No, it's your consistent effort when you're facing temptation. It's not making an excuse when you're on the verge of making an excuse because you want more and you're worth more and it's not worth it. Those habitual indulgences, they are almost never worth it. Do not let your best life pass you by because you're telling yourself that the cookies don't count or the 1 minute of pleasure is worth it. It's not. You will never regret the work you put in to making your life better. So start doing the work now.
Are you ready
To move beyond listening and learning and really change your life, really live into your highest potential instead of just wishing for it and hoping something clicks, I want to do that with you. And that's why this fall, I'm hosting the first ever Primal Potential Women's Transformation Weekend, Ascend, in downtown Nashville, Tennessee, November 3rd through the 5th. It will be a small group, but you can get your ticket and learn all the details at primalpotential.com/ascend or by listening to episode 203 of the Primal Potential podcast. Here's what I know. Ascend will change your life, and I would love to have you join me. See you this fall.